with K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat District. This is Jesse Gilmore bringing you this week's edition of the Hort Report. When plants will not grow successfully in your garden, the first step to solving the problem is to test the soil for nutrient and pH levels. If they are normal, one of several site characteristics could instead cause the problem. The first thing to do is assess nearby plants. Large plants near your garden can create shady areas that will not support plants which require full sun. So it is important to check the light requirements for any plants you want to grow. Most landscape plants and garden vegetables require full sun, or at least 8 hours of light a day. If trying to grow vegetables in a shady spot, opt for leafy vegetables instead of fruiting vegetables, as these tolerate more shade. Large plants may also send roots into your garden to compete for water and nutrients. Even if levels come back normal, more might be required to fulfill the needs of your garden and other nearby plants. The final problem caused by nearby plants could be the secretion of juglone. Juglone is a natural herbicide secreted by walnut trees, and unless resistant plants are selected, anything in your garden will be killed off by nearby walnut trees. Garden plants need to be at least 50 feet away from any walnut trees nearby to avoid the toxic effects of juglone. Physical soil structure can also inhibit the successful growing of plants. Soil texture is just as important as soil nutrient levels, especially in southeastern Kansas where rains can be torrential. Soil with too much clay will be very dense and very hard for water to infiltrate, which leads to excessive standing water. Clay is also harder for plant roots to penetrate, so plants cannot establish as quickly and may suffer from drought or nutrient deficiencies, even if nutrient levels read as normal. In new construction, the topsoil is typically removed before being brought to grade, which can lead to shallow soils. Plants grown in these soils will also suffer the same effects as they would in clay soils. In both instances, organic matter, such as peat moss, should be tilled into the soil to help improve its structure. Improper watering is the most common cultural practice that prohibits good plant growth. New plantings, especially in trees and shrubs, tendency is to give the plant frequent, shallow waterings. While this may seem like a good idea to guarantee the life of the plant, it instead leads to a shallow root system that will be troubled by heat stress or any interruption in the watering schedule. By watering deeply and infrequently, you encourage the roots to grow in search of soil-bound water and nutrients, which leads to healthier root systems that allow the plant to tolerate greater heat and water stress. However, it is also important to not overwater the plants. Roots need to breathe, so you should not water so frequently that the soil remains saturated. Water deeply, but be sure to give the soil time to dry before watering again. For more information on today's topic, contact your local Extension office. I can be reached at 620-724-8233 or by email at jr637@ksu.edu. Once again, this has been Jesse Gilmore bringing you this week's Hort Report.